Does that mean we come back? Don't have to come back.
Sir, you don't need to be here, but if you wish, you can listen to it online. The record is closed, so the board will just deliberate and vote on it that evening. And then, like everything else, it's all on the internet tonight, so same thing will be that night. You can log in and watch it there if you wish.
Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks again.
Next case, please.
The next case is case number 11964, Chris S. Meck, seeking a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Linden Way, approximately 404 feet south of Woodland Circle, Angola by the Bay. The 911 address is 23046 Linden Way, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 11.20, and parcel 355. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 7.1-foot rear yard setback from the 20-foot required. And there was a previous Board of Adjustment application, number 11,438, that was approved.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Chris Meck, 23046 Linden Way, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Chris Meck.
I'm here with my wife, Cynthia. We are seeking a variance of 7.1 feet from the 20 feet rear yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling. We would like to extend a 12 feet by 14 feet deck to 16 feet by 17 feet and close the deck with windows and doors and cover with a roof. The community we live in, Angola by the Bay, Homeowners Association has already approved a variance for us. I have talked to neighbors around us to let them know what we would like to do, and we've received many compliments about the home that we have built and that this would add to its look. Number one, uniqueness of property. The uniqueness is, and we ran into that same problem with building the home, is it's pie-shaped. And in order to build the home, it had to be moved to the rear of the property, making a variance for this work necessary as well. Number two, as a homeowner in this community, I have seen others that had the same problem, and the community was built for mobile homes at the time that it was first developed, and which does not support the newer type homes. Not created by the applicant. I did not create this problem. Number four, the home was built to fit the style of other homes in the community, and the addition to fit the style of the home, with all original siding, roofing from the original builder. And minimum variance, I have worked with Pannoni Associates with a new site plan. All numbers were given by Pannoni. Premier Glass and Screen will be the builder and have done all of the drawings.
All right. We'll start out, see if we have any questions from members of the board, and we'll start with you. Mrs. McGee, do you have any questions?
Not right now.
Okay. Mr. Rickers, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Workman.
So you're taking your old deck off and coming right back, even with your house?
The deck, basically, we're just adding to the deck.
It says to be replaced, deck to be replaced. So you, I thought you were
taking... Well, I guess it will, some of it will be replaced, but not the whole deck. We're going to stay on the same level as the existing deck and just add the 4 feet and the 3 feet to that and then build off of that.
Build off your old deck?
Yes.
Okay. No other questions.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Mills?
Did you originally apply for your earlier variance for the house?
Yes.
And why is it then that you didn't planned for this then?
It's one of those things where you know, never say never. And at the time it was, I'm building this house. This is plenty of deck for me, and I'm not going to add to it. But over time, we decided we would like to enclose it. And adding to the deck brings us out to the end of the home. It doesn't go any further than the end of the home. And to the aesthetics, so it blended in with the home. So it looks good with home. I didn't want to just throw something on the back, a deck on the back that wouldn't look nice.
Okay, and you have common area behind your property?
Yes. Really, the homes behind me can't really see my homes that good because it's all tall wooded back there.
How many feet of common area do you have from your property line to the other property lines, roughly? 50, 100?
Maybe 40 to 50.
Okay.
It's a common area with a walkway that you can go from the lower part of the community up to the clubhouse and the pool. So we have a lot of walking traffic back there.
Gotcha. No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions.
Mr. Sharp? I think Mr. Workman had some.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, was the original deck, was it enclosed?
No.
So you're enclosing this one?
Yes.
Okay. Screened or how are you closing it?
Windows? Yes.
Okay.
We were thinking screened, and then as we went on, we kept adding and adding. So we thought the windows would be the best. We enclose it, and in the wintertime, at least we'll have...
You have use of it then?
Yes.
You didn't have use of the other one? Okay. Thank you.
No further question?
No further question.
Okay, Mr. Sharp?
Ms. Cornwell, and just looking at the previous variance application that was approved, looks to me, when I look at that compared with the new survey, that there is a slight discrepancy in the rear yard to the home by, looks like the variance is for 9.72 feet. It looks like the home's only 10.1 foot from the rear yard, so... It looks to me like that would probably need a variance as well. We've advertised for rear yard, but are you seeing that as well?
Yes.
What does it need, 9.9?
Yeah, it would need. I think it would just be a 9.9 rather than a 9.72, so we can clear up the record there. I just saw that. It looked to me like that's what we needed.
And then this one's wrong where
if it is, well, the 12.9, I guess I'm confused now. The 12.9 feet in the back, it appears they're looking for a 7.1 foot variance, which right. Would actually, they would need a, I guess it would be 7.1.
7.1.
Yeah.
7.1. But does that go all the way over?
Well, it looks...
Because of the arc, are we sure? Are we certain about the 12.9?
According to the survey...
Yeah, Pannoni did the survey.
They measured it out.
He gave me all the numbers to write in.
If I had to guess, Mr. Mills, it looks to me like that arc, that the points, the 12.9 points, are at the... short end of the arc as it pertains to the addition. In which case, I think the figures we would use for that would be okay, 7.9 for the deck on both of those sides.
I was thinking if Pannoni did the original, and it came up wrong.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the... Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Excuse me. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, we have one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the variance. Met all five of the standards for granting a variance.
All right. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mrs. McGee, second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve case number 11,964. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Mrs. Meehan?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,964 is approved.
Thank you.